This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, on today's episode, I've got a special episode for you. It's an episode on an audiobook summary that I've recorded on one of my favorite books of all time, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. It's a great book, a timeless book, one that I return to regularly, and it has had a significant impact on my life. I've got stacks of them that I just keep inside my library that I give away as gifts to people because I found it so helpful, and it's one of those books that literally anybody can read and benefit from, no matter what stage of life that you are at. And so on today's episode, I'm going to give you a sample of an audiobook summary that I recorded on this book. And in this episode, in this sample, you're going to get the first 3 big ideas from the summary that I recorded. And the first big idea is going to break down real quick what the 7 habits of highly effective people actually are, what they entail, how to use them in your life. And then the following 2 big ideas are going to kind of expand on what the book is about and a couple of the bigger ideas from those habits in the book. And so I hope you really enjoy it. I hope you find it as helpful as I have. And let's get right into it, baby. Enjoy. Big idea number 1, an overview of the 7 habits. Now, throughout the big ideas in this audiobook summary, we'll get into some practical tips and actionable insights on how to make each of the 7 habits part of your daily life, as well as how to put them to use to achieve a higher level of success in life, both personally as well as professionally. But for now, here's a quick overview of each habit. Habit number 1 is be proactive. This is about the power of choice. Being proactive is more than just taking initiative. Being proactive is about accepting responsibility for your own behavior, past, present, and future, and making choices based on principles and values rather than on moods or emotions or circumstances. Proactive people are agents of change and choose not to be victims, to be reactive, or to blame other people. And they do this by developing and using 4 unique human endowments. These are the gifts that every single human being was born with: self-awareness, conscience, imagination, and independent will. And in order to be proactive, we want to take an inside-out approach to creating change and developing good habits. They resolve, proactive people, to be the creative force in their own lives, which is the most fundamental decision anyone ever makes. Habit number 2 is begin with the end in mind. That is, measure twice, cut once. All things, Covey tells us, are created twice, first mentally, second physically. People and families, teams, organizations shape their own future by creating a mental vision and purpose for any endeavor, for any business, for any project, for any action. They don't just live day to day without a clear purpose in mind. Everything they do is connected to their mission, to their purpose. They mentally identify and commit themselves to the principles, values, relationships, and purposes that matter most to them. This is both at an individual level as well as at an organizational level. So a mission statement, that's the highest form of mental creation for any individual, any family, any organization. It's the primary decision because it governs all other decisions. And we'll talk about how to create a mission statement when we get to the big idea about habit to begin with the end in mind. But for now, just remember that creating an individual creed or a culture behind a shared mission, vision, and value system is the essence of leadership. Habit number three, put first things first. This is about organizing and executing around priorities. Putting first things first is the second or physical creation. It's about organizing and executing around the mental creation, that is your purpose, vision, values, and your most important priorities. Once you decide that from habit two, then you go into habit three and put first things first. Organize around those priorities and execute around them. Now, second things, of course, don't come first. First things come first. First things don't come second, they come first. Individuals and organizations focus on what matters most, urgent or not. The main thing, Covey tells us, is to keep the main thing the main thing. Habit number four, think win-win. Don't think me, think we. Thinking win-win is a frame of mind. It's a mindset that seeks mutual benefit and is based on mutual respect in every interaction, regardless of who you're talking to. It's about thinking in terms of abundance, an ever-expanding pie of sorts, a cornucopia of opportunity and wealth and resources, rather than, on the flip side, the opposite end of the spectrum, which is scarcity thinking rather than abundance thinking. Scarcity thinking, on the other hand, is an adversarial mindset. It's about competition. It's not thinking selfishly, which is win-lose, or like a martyr, which is lose-win. In our work, in our family life, members think interdependently. That's what it means to think win-win, in terms of we, not me. Thinking win-win encourages conflict resolution, helps people seek mutually beneficial solutions. It's about sharing information and power and recognition and rewards rather than trying to keep it all to yourself. Habit number five is seek first to understand and then to be understood. When we listen with the intent, intentionally listen, trying to understand others rather than with the intent to reply, rather than reloading as the other person is talking so you can get your piece out and say what you need to say, instead actually listening with the intention of understanding what somebody else is saying when they're saying it, that's when we begin true communication. That's when we begin true relationship building and connecting. Because when other people feel understood first, they feel affirmed and valued. Defenses are lowered and opportunities to speak openly and to be understood come a lot more naturally and much more easily. Seeking to understand first takes kindness. Seeking to be understood takes courage. Effectiveness lies in balancing the two. Habit number six, synergize. That is, when 1+1 doesn't just equal 2, it equals 3 or more. Synergy is about producing a third alternative, not my way, not your way, but a third way that's better than either one of us could have ever come up with individually. It's the fruit of mutual respect, of understanding and even celebrating one another's differences in solving problems, seizing opportunities. Synergistic teams, people, families thrive on individual strengths so that the whole actually becomes greater than the sum of the parts. Such relationships and teams renounce defensive adversarialism, that is, 1+1 = 1/2. They don't settle on compromise, which is 1+1 = 1.5, or merely cooperation, which is 1+1 = 2. No, they go for creative cooperation, which is again synergy, 1+1 = 3 or more. Habit number seven, sharpen the saw. That is, do something daily to renew and recharge. Sharpening the saw is about constantly and continuously renewing yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually. These are your four core human needs. Again, by the way, that emotional, social is one domain. So we've got four core areas, your physical, mental, emotional or social, and spiritual. These are your four core human needs, and sharpening your saw is about doing something on a daily basis to maintain or enhance yourself across all four dimensions. This is the habit that increases our capacity to live all other habits of effectiveness on a higher plane. For an organization, for instance, Habit 7 promotes vision, renewal, continuous improvement. It shields organizations against burnout and entropy, and puts the organization on a new sort of upward spiral of growth. For a family, for instance, it increases effectiveness through regular and personal and family activities, like establishing traditions that nurture the spirit of the entire family, going on a walk together, for instance. So those are examples or a high-level overview of all seven habits. Be proactive, habit number one. Habit number two, begin with the end in mind. Habit number three, put first things first. Habit number four, think win-win. Habit number five, seek first to understand. Habit number six, synergize. And habit number seven, sharpen the saw. Big idea number two, inside out success. After researching, studying, and dissecting over 200 years worth of success literature, Stephen Covey noticed a huge shift in the type of advice being given with the more recent self-development material. While older studies focused upon the tenets of the character ethic, that is, integrity, courage, living by principle, more recent studies tend to focus on the personality ethic, that is, shortcuts, tricks, and quick fixes meant to cover up issues rather than deal with the deeper problems that cause those issues to begin with. So what's the difference between the two? Well, the character ethic teaches us that there are principles that we should all live by, and the only way to truly be happy and to truly be successful is to make them the guiding principles of our lives. The character ethic is about inside-out success. You want to build a strong foundation from within, and that will then reverberate into successes in every dimension of your life, both inside as well as out. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we have the personality ethic, which actually emerged after World War II, and it focuses more on using manipulative language to influence people. It talks about shortcuts for maintaining appearances like your public image or making sure that others approve of our attitudes and respect our skills and strengths. Now, while ideas based on the personality ethic, such as building your communication skills or thinking positively, can of course be beneficial, they can also breed a certain sense of insincerity and distrust with other people. Unfortunately, a lot of folks just don't have solid character and don't believe they're capable of achieving success. And this makes them especially susceptible to the quick fix culture that pervades the personality ethic. And Covey tells us that their success, if they experience any at all, will be short-lived. Because long-lasting success and fulfillment come from internalizing the principles of the character ethic. And it's the foundation upon which the seven habits are built. So the bottom line is this: inner success comes before outer success. We'll never master the outer without first getting a handle on what's inside, on the inner. As Covey puts it, private victory must precede public victory. This, in essence, is mastery over yourself. That is personal leadership. Big idea number three, habits of effectiveness. The English novelist Charles Reade famously wrote, "Sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an action and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny." Our habits determine how high or how low we go in the game of life. The crux of this book, The Seven Habits, is that they are based on effectiveness rather than efficiency. What's the difference? What's the difference between effectiveness versus efficiency? being effective versus being efficient? Well, there's been a lot written in management theory and the productivity literature about efficiency, and there's certainly a place for efficiency, but never, ever, ever at the cost of effectiveness. What good is it, after all, to spend weeks working on creating the perfect PowerPoint presentation if the material you're presenting about is outdated, irrelevant, or no longer even matters? Here's how Covey puts it. Think about what's most important to you and see if it's the center around which your life revolves. Don't worry about efficiency. There's no use being efficient if what you're doing lacks meaning or an essential good. Bottom line, effectiveness trumps achievement every day of the week. Achievement is hollow unless what you achieve actually matters, both in terms of your highest aims and your service to others. Covey's view is that the personality ethic of 20th century self-help actually helped to create a high-achieving society that happened to have absolutely no clue where it was going. People were climbing the ladder of success faster and faster than ever, but no one was stopping to check on whether the ladder was actually leaning against the right wall. So what's the difference between effectiveness and efficiency? Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things. Hey, I'm back. It's Dean Beccari, and I hope you enjoyed that audiobook on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, the summary version, the sample. And if you want to take a deeper dive, I would encourage you to visit us at getflashbooks.com, where you can get the text version of it. You can get the full audiobook summary version. And you can also, with a membership, get hundreds of other nonfiction book summaries, from some of the best business book summaries to some of the best self-improvement book summaries. And we're constantly adding new ones every single week. So feel free to come on over to getflashbooks.com and pick it up and get access to the full version of this summary. Or if you want just the book summary itself, the audiobook version and nothing else, then it's available everywhere, pretty much everywhere, including on Audible. And I'll link all that stuff up for you in the show notes. And I would also really encourage you, if you've got the time, to read the full version of this book itself, The 7 Habits. It's a phenomenal book. Like I said earlier, it's one of those books that I'm constantly giving away as gifts, and I'm constantly referring back to myself. And so I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, you know what to do. Go out there every day, baby, and live like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbeccari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Beccari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.